Continuing with Proudhon. While man is governed by instinct, he is unconscious of his acts. He never would deceive himself, and never would be troubled by errors, evil, and disorder, if, like the animals, instinct were his only guide. But the Creator has endowed us with reflection, to the end that our instinct might become intelligent. And since this reflection and resulting knowledge pass through various stages, it happens that in the beginning our instinct is opposed rather than guided by reflection. Consequently, that our power of thought leads us to act in opposition to our nature and our end. That deceiving ourselves, we do and suffer evil, until instinct, which points us towards good, and reflection, which makes us stumble into evil, are replaced by the science of good and evil, which invariably causes us to seek the one and avoid the other. Thus, evil, or error and its consequences, is the firstborn son of the union of two opposing faculties, instinct and reflection. And I comment opposing only under class. It is the shattering of the union, the making two what was one, that weakens us such that we can be conquered. I'm very grateful to Proudhon for his close look at this question. And I'm afraid we'll have to shortchange Proudhon yet again. Thank you for hanging in there, as always. Hope some of this was audible, given the powerful rain pounding on the roof. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. All right. I wanted to see if, I was just checking to see if the song I brought to play was going to play, so I had it rolling while we were chatting. And surprise, surprise, it did not. So bear with me. We will try to get it going anyway, despite whatever is keeping us from doing it the normal way. All right. So, I have not come up with an interesting outro. This song is called Dreamer. And this is the one we've been mentioning several times in the show, so I thought I'd play it. Thank you very much for your sharing with me the power of your thought, because I do know that I am not alone, and I do know that it gets communicated through the invisible means that has transmitted our continuous growth around the globe. It is happening. It is happening. And we will very shortly, I think, I hope, see the fruits of that growth. Until next week, peace.